We are going to pray one wicked prayer, and then we will sing that song again. There's something that makes me back to his presence. He's our helper. Acts chapter 5. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 5. We are going to use this scripture to pray for our brethren. Everyone associated with this great house. We are going to pray for them tonight. That God, as God has, as our praise has been registered in heaven, we want to pray this prayer. The Bible says in Acts chapter 5, verse 19, say, but at midnight, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out. But at midnight, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out. I want us to pray a prayer, a very dangerous one, in this house tonight. That whatever prison anyone associated with this church is in, that the angels of this house will open that prison door and bring them out.
Amen.
Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen?
So I want you to raise your voice and cry out tonight. I say, Lord, we pray for everyone. Everyone, every member, everyone associated with this church. We want to pray that the angel of the Lord, that the angels of this house will open the prison door. Whether it's a prison door of sickness, whether it's a prison door of career stagnation, whether it's a prison door of financial limitation, whether it's a prison door of raising difficult children, whether it's a prison door of difficult marriage, we want to pray tonight. Come on, raise your voice and pray with me tonight. Raise your voice and pray with me tonight. And the angels of this house, we open every prison door. Every prison door. Whatever it is they are going through. Whatever it is they are praying through. Tonight, the angels of the Lord will bring about their liberation. Help me raise your voice and pray. Help me raise your voice. Help me raise your voice. Help me raise your voice and help me intercede tonight. Help me intercede. Help me intercede. Help me intercede for that man that can't help himself. Help me intercede for that woman that can't help himself. Help me intercede for that child that can't help himself. Lord, we pray tonight. We pray tonight. We pray tonight. We pray tonight for anyone who is in one form of prison or the other. Whether it's in their marriage, whether it's with their children, whether it's in their finances, whether it's in their career. Lord, we disagree. We dispatch ministering angels, angels of this house, to open every prison door, from the area of health to the area of career. Lord, we pray tonight. We pray tonight. We pray tonight because you are our helper. We have come before you tonight in praise and in prayers and thanksgiving. Lord, because you are our helper, we have come before you tonight in praise and in prayers and in thanksgiving. We pray for every member. We pray for every member. We pray for every spiritual son. We pray for every spiritual child associated with this assembly. We pray, oh God, that the angels of this house will open their prison door tonight. And the angels of this house will bring them out. And the angels of this house will bring out, open their prison door tonight. Let every difficult door be open. Let every difficult door be open in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you. 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 Thank you for the opening of every prison door in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we are going to make one declaration. And we are going to say, all of them whose prison doors have been opened, they will run to this house and they will stand on this platform and declare their victory. Come on, praise the Lord. I will decree it. They will return. They will return to this house to stand upon this platform to decree, to declare their victory and to share their testimony to the glory of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we decree. They will return with thanksgiving. They will return with songs of hallelujah. They will return with shout of joy. They will return with tears of joy. They will return, oh God, with their testimony. Oh Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Once again, asking about who has the final say. Come on, ask them, who has the final say? Who has the final say? Let's sing that song one more time. And let's remind the devil that Jesus has the final say. And our angels will open the doors of everyone tonight. And they are coming out. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Tell me who has the final say.
Jehovah has the final say.
Tell me who has the final say.
Jehovah has the final say.
Jehovah, turn my life around.
He will turn your life
Jehovah
around.
Jehovah, turn my life around.
This night, this night.
Jehovah, has the final say.
Jehovah, turn my
tonight,
life around.
Tonight.
Final say,
Jehovah.
That is why Jehovah turned my life. He has turned my life.
Tonight,
He will make a way. There is something. There is something that makes me come into your presence.
My helper,
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 my helper.
There is something that makes me.
Put those hands together for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That is why we come. That is why we return. That is why. Because he's our helper. He is our helper. When everything else fails, he steps in. Praise the Lord. He will help you this month. He will help your family this month. He will help your children this month. In the name of Jesus. He is our helper. And he has not called us to seek him in vain. You won't seek him in vain in Jesus' mighty name. Hear the word for this month. Every August is our month of friendship. But I have a special instruction for you this month. Turn with me to Job 29 verse 4. There are certain tagged months in this church. And these are our covenanted months. For example, you will have noticed that the January and December are months of what? Thanksgiving. We always start with thanks. We always end with thanks. We always start with praise. We always end with praise. Because it's a church that is fueled by gratitude. You also notice that July is also our covenant month of praise. It has been for about 7 years now. Certain things don't shift because they were born out of revelation. August is our month of friendship in this church. Amen. I think this is the third covenant month, and the last one will be in December. Amen. Praise the Lord. That means that you already know what the month is, but every month he gives us what aspect to focus on in that covenant month. And so this month instead will be based on Job chapter 29 verse 4. Job 29 verse 4. It said, just as I was in the days of my prime, God will bring you to your prime in Jesus' mighty name. When the friendly counsel of God was over my tent, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent. The Lord will have me instruct you that this month, His counsel will be over your tent.
Amen.
He said He will speak to you like a man speaks to his friends.
Amen.
He will lead you.
Amen.
He will direct you.
Amen.
He will guide you.
Amen.
As we celebrate friendship this month, God's friendly counsel. A man that has access to God's counsel is never confused. A man that has access to God's counsel has insight. And so this month, you will have insight.
Amen.
In every area of your life,
Amen.
You will have insight.
Amen.
What does insight mean? When his counsel via tent, it means you will know how to choose between good and good.
Amen.
Yes, I said good and good. Because there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. You will know how to choose that which is good and perfect will of God. It means that your decision making will be precise this month. It means He will guide you into things that you don't really know. Because His counsel will be over your tent, over your dwelling place. It means that God will open some doors to you that your mind cannot even imagine. Because His counsel. Counsel means you have His insight. You have access to inside information. A man who has access to inside information does not shake and fret like any other man, because he has insight to inside information. And that will be your portion this month, in the name of Jesus. It means that you will never find yourself in any confused plots. No, no. The path to take will be so clear, so evident. He said, because you will hear a voice behind you telling you which way to go. And so this month is the month of His what? His counsel. But you can't have His counsel without His presence. So that means that His presence will dwell with you this month. A man that has God's counsel, that carries God's presence, means that you are special this month. The Bible says, God said, He said, can I do anything without telling my friend Abraham? That makes you a friend of God this month, in the name of Jesus. I want you to raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, I receive your counsel. I receive your counsel. I receive your counsel. No more confusion. No more fear. No more worry. No more anxiety. No more fretting. I have your counsel over my dwelling place. You will counsel with my household. You will counsel with my children. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for your counsel, because that means your presence will be with me as you grant your counsel into my heart. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. And so, Father, I pray for everyone here tonight. Let their spiritual ears be open. Let their spiritual eyes be open. Let them see you clearly. Let them hear you clearly. In the name of Jesus, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. We decree no errors this month. No mistakes this month. No tears this month. In the name of Jesus. Father, we will move because you've asked us to move. We will sit because you've asked us to sit. We will run because you've asked us to run. And we will stand because you've asked us to stand. That will be our portion this month, in the name of Jesus. Father, we will not run the race of another man. And the mishap of another man will not happen to us. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. We are open to your counsel. That means that you are the one in charge tonight. And you are the one in charge this month. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. And as you have your way, oh God, let our enemies be silent. In the name of Jesus. Let them see your counsel as I move. Let them see your counsel as we arrive. Let them see your counsel as we approach. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. For all those who will appear before men as interviews this month, they will hear the counsel of God. They will hear the counsel of God. They will hear the counsel of God. In the name of Jesus. When a man operates in the counsel of God, his ways become the ways of God. That will be your portion this month. In the name of Jesus. Your voice shall become as God has spoken. Your ways shall become as God has directed. In the name of Jesus. You will be in the perfect will of God this month. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, let the miracles of heaven, let it descend upon every man and every woman here in the mighty name of Jesus. That which defies logic, let it be the one that happens to your children. The one that man cannot explain. The benefits, the promotion, the protection that man can never explain. That will be your portion of the children this month. In the name of Jesus. They won't go like any other. They won't walk like any other. They will walk as they have been divinely led. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say. And the family say. And the family say. You will see the end of this month with great joy. In the mighty name of Jesus. The counsel of God terminates every form of confusion. In the mighty name of Jesus. The counsel of God cancels every form of heartache. In the mighty name of Jesus. Joy shall reside in your house. Peace shall reside in your house. In the name of Jesus. I decree that this month will be the month of your elevation. God will elevate you as his counsel directs you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Put those hands together, my brothers and my sisters. Come on, put those hands together. Appreciate the Lord. Yes. Confusion is banished from this household. It's banished forever. We will constantly return here full of strong direction, sense of direction, joy in your heart, faith in your heart, hope in your vision. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Once again, please put your hands together for the Lord as you take your seat. Amen. Praise the Lord.